Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
That video was, so I just decided to hit it. doesn't look like we had an intro this morning, which is not good news. What's going on? How is everybody? Good morning. It's a beautiful day. Good morning, everyone from Edmonton. Good morning, YouTube. I remembered, kind of. I thought Nicole did an intro for a minute. I wish Nicole did. I'm going to have to tell her. I said, you were kind of the intro at the beginning. I don't even know why I loaded up her birthday party. It must have been there for a while. I know. Good morning. It's Friday. You made it. It's exciting. It's very fun. So listen, what this means is either Stephanie forgot to load one up or we need more intros. Remember, you can upload a video at any time. You can introduce yourself, tell us a fun fact about yourself, where you live. You could do a jingle. I can't wait for our first jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Morning from Australia. I did an intro for you, but I don't think it worked. Stacey, do it again. I'm going to work on the newsletter today. I needed to get it approved. You'll see why. It had to get approved, and I think it's approved now. Mm-hmm. Kristen, good morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning from Illinois, Teresa. I have a spoon. Why you got a spoon? I'll tell you why. Because I bought this cake and it's Friday and I'm going to eat it. Mm-hmm. What's in the giant glass? I think I missed something. It's called kidney stone juice. It's lemonade. It's really watered down lemonade. So that's what's in there. And what's in here is heaven. And I'm going to eat cake. What's that? Tanya, it's what's for breakfast. I can't get it open. I went to the gym 2 days in a row. Girl, I'm going to have cake. I can get it open. I had apple crostini from Starbucks. It's a pre-birthday cake. My birthday is for another 2 weeks. But I like to get a head start. Mm-hmm. Good morning from dark and dreary Saskatoon. Sorry to hear it, Judy. I had a pumpkin roll yesterday. I went to the gym on Wednesday. My body is yelling at me. That sounds right. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. This is supposed to be fun. Now I need a knife and someone's going to hurt. Take a minute. Everybody take a deep breath. Mm-hmm. I was at the dollar store and looked for a drinking vase, but I didn't find anything. That's so weird that they wouldn't offer a giant drinking vase. Mm-hmm. Lulu got her meds, yeah. Where do you get the gluten-free bread? I'm so hungry for a wrap. I actually just bought wraps yesterday. Please get your heads out of my garage. That's what she said. Okay. Avocado toast. Oh, you had to bring up your avocado toast when you knew I was eating this cake. I'm also having avocado. There's avocado in the middle. And If you have to, you have to eat your way to the avocado. It's in here. Just completed lesson 8, unit 2 in Duolingo, 24 straight days. Look at you. Girl, it's Friday. It is Friday. I thought about going to the gym. My body won't talk to me now. It's all right. Did you, 48 degrees where I'm at in Wisco. Where's Wisco? I don't know what, is that a, near, I don't know what that is. There's a brand of pickles that comes in a vase like that. Everybody go get your pickles. Eat them. The avocado is silent in this recipe. Thank you, Jen. Oh, it's Wisconsin? Is that what cool people say? Wisco? Is that what it is? I didn't know. I didn't know we did that. Like we say Jersey, dirty Jersey. We're just Jersey. This is gluten-free strawberry shortcake. Carol said, good morning. What are we discussing? We're not. We're just eating cake. Wisco. I've never heard anybody call Wisconsin Wisco. Watching you eat that doesn't make me feel bad for having a donut milkshake from Dunkin' Donuts Baskin Robbins. Good, Tracy. Tracy, I'm trying to just pretend there's an avocado in the middle of whatever you're trying to eat. I'm trying to get to the avocado. And the people go, oh, avocado, you say? Yeah. Yep. It's on the inside, like a Tootsie Roll. You know, I got proteins, I got fruits. I say Jersey instead of New Jersey, but I never say York instead of New York. Yeah, I wonder why. They were delicious. Margaret, they were good. Now, I didn't feel well that morning, but I think it's because I was coming down a mountain. I don't often come down a mountain, but I did, and I don't think it was good for me. I think God's like, stay at the mountain. Don't come down. That's what I'm doing. Why do they keep saying avocado with all this cake around it? Ah, you guys. So hard to eat healthy when they go put the avocado in the middle. Amanda, what up? Time for work. Okay, girl. I guess that you're ready. Come on. Oh, I did find another article. It's a real thing, Judy, for sure. Come on up, boo. Carrie's like, why are you still wearing tank tops and I'm bringing up my sweatshirt? I'll tell you something. I had my, yo, you were at work for like 2 seconds. Get up here. Come on. Come to work. Come on. This is not, no. Come on. Did you know that in Spanish, dogs say gal, gal? What? Dogs say what? Gal, gal. Is that bark? Ruff, ruff? Ruff, ruff? You smell. Girl, you need to brush your teeth. You always have to brush your teeth. Should I don't say that? It's not everybody. Lulu's the best. She's the best. All right. Colby's fine. He threw up 2 poops on my bed yesterday. It's never ending. I want people to really understand what this is like. Because I think people are like, how come you don't cuddle? Poop comes out of everywhere. At any moment, I said to Jacqueline, Jacqueline, take these dogs out and keep your eye on Colby. She was like, got it. A couple hours later, he throws up poop in my bed. I said, Jacqueline, weren't you in charge? Like, if it doesn't go in, it can't come out. You understand? It's a very simple system. She goes, oh, I wasn't looking for a minute and he ate poop. I said, why didn't you tell somebody? I would have kept him outside. It's never ending. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is old. Try taking him to the vet. What, Deborah? It could be in cons. I bet if you gave him meds for that, don't you care, Deborah? Deborah, you need to take a minute. Take a minute, Deborah. You think that dog's ever been to the vet? He missing toes. He got surgeries. Please. Deborah, he ate poop and then he puked. That's a surprise. Mm-hmm. Please. Yeah. Could you maybe take him out front? I could. You mean with all the other stuff I got? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dina, don't you care? I can't. He will eat the poop as it's coming out of the what we'll call the ice cream server. Mm-hmm. You could just, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, and every day I question my life. I stare off into the distance and I go like this, like that. Does anybody else, you probably do, you ever do it with your kids? You're just like that. Mm-hmm. Fresh out of the oven. Yeah, and now I don't want cake. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to some fun things. Gabby, our older dog was peeing more and licking his penis. $277 later, he got better all by himself. Isn't that some stuff? Don't you remember when it was one of those times that I cared and didn't do that. Because he just stopped peeing. And when he did pee, it was blood. So I thought I would care and take him to the vet. Take him to the vet. And she just, it was just say. She's like this. She's like, now, he could be having kidney stones. Do you want us to treat that? It'll just be this and an x-ray and then an MRI, $2,000. I said, two, what? For this dog. Captain Tuchel? No, we're not going to do that. I said, but it could just be a UTI. She said, well, it could be. Could be. I said, but the medicine for the UTI is, she's like $70. I go, okay. And how much is it to treat him for a kidney stone? She's like, well, we don't know if it's kidney stones. We'd have to do an MRI, then an x-ray. Then he'd have to go to the beach for 4 days. And then he'd have to drink like 6 margaritas. That's a different song. And then altogether, like roughly $2,000. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, I have a mortgage. And I think we should start with that $70 medicine. And then he was better. Mucho dinero. Mm-hmm. Tastes like, girl, if it's 6 margaritas, I gotta get me a kidney stone. I bet that sounds exciting. All right. I got another MIV for you. And this is a good one. I'm torn. So before we do it, I want to go over with you what the options are. If you're new here, welcome to the morning show. We like to read. Oh, that's not right. That's not right.
Oh. I am here in St. Pete.
Nope. What happened? We like to read the Reddits or the subreddits. about it's weird, the link is wrong, and it was a good one. It was a good one. I gotta find it. So we like to do, hold on. How do I do this? This is going to be an interesting search. Okay. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here we go. All right, here we go. So in this one, it is, am I the, and your choices are Y-N-A, yes, no, girl, I'm tired. Y-T-A, N-T-A, or what was it? Everybody sucks here, E-S-H. Okay, somebody, yeah, mm-hmm. I stay up just for this one. Good. Here we go. All right. Stop licking yourself. Stop it. Eat more cake. I know. All right. Here we go. Okay. So somebody goes into the Reddit, a young fellow. Okay. I don't know if they're going to tell me how old he is. Here it goes. All right. He's a 34-year-old male. Let me unpack it. And then you're going to write Y-T-A, N-T-A, or E-S. Everyone here sucks. E-H-S. I should write this down because trying to remember it every day is going to be a lot. Here we go. I'm 34-year-old male. I just had a birthday yesterday. You're like, okay, fine. My girlfriend, 36, offered to bake me a cake. Okay. I told her that I would prefer a chocolate cake, like devil's food cake with chocolate and chocolate ice cream. Nothing fancy. Okay. Sounds, what could go wrong here? Wait for it. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Shakendra. She's usually a great baker, but I guess she thought that wasn't sophisticated enough or something. Instead, she baked me a chocolate cake with vanilla icing between two layers of cake, then surrounded the whole thing in chocolate frosting. Now let's go back. He wanted chocolate cake with chocolate ice cream, nothing fancy. She made chocolate cake with vanilla ice cream between the two layers of cake, then surrounded the whole thing in chocolate cake. So there was vanilla ice cream between two layers. The cake was fine, but I was disappointed because it was not what I wanted. She must have noticed and asked me if I was disappointed. So I was honest with her. Yes, I was disappointed. It wasn't the cake that I asked for. I said, if I wanted vanilla in the cake, I would have asked for vanilla cake. I didn't make a scene. I didn't pout. I even ate half a slice, the chocolate part. She got upset with me and said, but I've made vanilla cake before and you liked it. And I point out that I don't mind vanilla cake, but it's not what I asked for. Is he dead now? Her feelings were hurt, and she even put, I'm not going to make you any cake next year, which I applied with, well, I'll order my own and get my money back if they don't do it the way I like it. I think I read this wrong yesterday. I might have been drunk. Apparently, that was the last straw. She asked me to leave, later texted me that I embarrassed her in front of her kids, and now she won't reply to my messages. I think birthdays are important things. I feel like I was honest with her when she asked me, and I didn't want to lie about it. My friend told me I should have been grateful that she made me a cake at all. Oh. Especially one that I've eaten and liked in the past. Maybe I overreacted, though. I don't feel like I did. I hope I get us an Am I the A-hole? Some people were immediately like, yeah, you're the problem. It was chocolate cake with chocolate ice and a thin layer of vanilla in the middle. She made you a chocolate cake and plenty of chocolate, and the thin layer of vanilla is what threw you over the edge. All right. So I'd throw the cake at him. You'd find his body in the backyard. Yes. Michaela was like, not. He was being honest. See? Oh, he would have loved wearing his cake. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100% agree. I agree. Charlene said she should have made them the cake he wanted. She knew what he wanted. Yeah. Gab's like, he got a bigger problem than a thin layer of vanilla. If I ask someone, specifically one of them, go ahead and do whatever I want. I'm wrong, said May Lene. See? Now here's what I'm saying. So somebody said here, you're not the a-hole. Not necessarily for saying the cake wasn't what you wanted, although I would have kept my mouth shut. But for the way you spoke to her, it's incredibly rude and disrespectful. You're not 15. She's not your mom. She's your partner and she did something nice. Mm-hmm. 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 Minnie's like, I always just order my cake. Mm-hmm. She made him what she wanted, said Jenny. And she made an addition of just a thin layer. She was like, girl, I'm impressed she made a cake and didn't just buy one. Mm-hmm. Why you ask what he wanted and then make what you wanted? He's not the a-hole. Uh-huh. Shakendra coming in with ESH. Everyone sucks here because she didn't listen. Maybe she didn't have enough chocolate to fill it. Mm-hmm.
Rachel.
Uh-huh. I would have had the same reaction. So here's Carrie. I would have had the same reaction on my face. Wouldn't say anything. But if you ask me, then I will be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, you could have said something later. And yeah, could have made what he wanted. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. Like, Diane, I don't know anybody that's ever made me a cake. Oh, Diana's made me cakes a lot. And my friend Rosie, because she's a great cake maker. But like, people don't make cakes for people anymore. Most of the time I'll be like, Chris, girl, you had a bad day. Eat this cake. There's an avocado in the middle. Like that. Uh-huh. Exactly, Martha. I'm gluten-free. If anybody offered to bake me a cake, I'd be happy with whatever they made. Mm-hmm. Give me a fork. It'll be eaten. I know. Maybe if he would have asked nicely why it was different, maybe it would have been an explanation. Yeah. Oh, I got mad when Di put raisins in the crumb. Oh, remember when she ruined the crumb cake? I was so mad. I was so, but she works here. I was so mad. I think I'll be ill. You're not wrong. Listen, that's very different. If somebody put vanilla icing in any cake that they made me, I'd be like, fine. But a raisin is a sign of aggression. Okay? Listen, I made you meatballs. Oh, you did, but I put raisins in them. Okay. What? Are you trying to kill me? Look, here's Diana trying to defend herself. I put cranberries in that cake. It was delicious. It was disgusting. Those are just slightly less aggressive than a raisin, but it's a raisin. Can I see that box again? Yeah, Leanne, of course you can. Aggressive. If somebody said to you, it's really good, I just found it. If somebody, yeah, raisins are asking for a fight. Somebody's like, oh, by the way, listen, and remember when she made those brownies? The brownies were made out of chichi beans. They were beans. They weren't horrible. But adding raisins, you love cranberries, is my mom in big letters. Okay, Diana. On like a very specific salad. With like the walnuts that are yummy on the outside and like a raspberry vinaigrette. Like it has to be a certain, here comes Luann. I love raisins and meatballs. My grandma used to make them. Luann, your grandma was aggressive. I never thought my grandma was aggressive. I'm just telling you, that's very different than Diana saying, oh, I'm, listen, one of my favorite cakes, carrot cake. Okay. One of my favorites. I'm sure Dennis is going to make me one for my birthday. And if she puts raisin in it, I will lose my mind. Lose it. Lose it. She's like, you know what you're getting? Raisin cake with a little bit of carrot in it. Mm-hmm. Love carrot cake. Oh, we should make it my birthday week. And we'll just eat it with the coconut. Oh, we could do like a, look at me staring off dreamily thinking about Kate with the, I was going to say, is it the sour cream icing? It's not sour cream. What is it? What is it? And you get to put a little bit of coconut in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But come on. Coconut is for what goes? Cream cheese. Not sour cream, although there might be cream cheese. With the top.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, is it hot in here? It's hot in here. But yeah, no, I read that article. Mm-mm. Yeah, how are raisins even supposed to be good? They're grapes that have been left out in the sun. And somebody's like, should we eat these? I'm like, I don't know. Let's make cake out of it. What? Great. Now I want cake again. I made my mom a coconut cake just like she ordered. I understood the assignment, said Laurie. Mm-hmm. I made a walnut and raisin. It's tradition in my family. Very delicious. Listen, in the right scenario, under the right light and the right temperature, raisins can be fine. Yes. Some dried tomato. Oh, just you wait. You have a birthday coming up. I'm going to bake you a surprise cake. Well, I just told you exactly the cake that I wanted. So don't you come up in here. She'd be like, so I made you a raisin cake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So funny. I make each of our families their favorite cakes from scratch for their birthdays. And now if you're new here, you'll like this story. If you've been around, you'll know this story already. But my sisters and I essentially all have the same birthday. So Di, there was a time she'd make one cake and we'd sing happy birthday to my sister, Michelle. Happy birthday. And then she'd blow it out and then you'd push it down, take two candles out and then sing happy birthday. Take one candle out, pass it down. And so one year, Diana made 3 homemade cakes. I don't even know what he asked for. I think Nicole asked for like one of those doll cakes where there's like a half naked doll in it here on the top and then the dress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My husband gets mad if someone puts chocolate chips in banana bread. I love chocolate chips and banana bread. And now I want banana bread. That's really funny. I mean, banana bread doesn't even need chocolate chips, but if you add it, I mean, it's definitely different. Yeah. Oh, now I want pie and cake, carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be irritated if someone asked what cake I wanted and then decided to make a different one. I'd probably eat it and not say anything, but not have them make me any more.
Interesting.
I don't think you can stop people from making you a cake, Courtney. I feel like people's like, I'm going to make you a cake. What do you mean? What are you going to say? No. What you made last time was an atrocity. I don't think you can stop people that like, do not make me a cake. Oh, I'm going to make you. That's what my mom's doing. She's aggressively making me a cake for my birthday. And, I feel like I'll be able to taste the aggression in it because they'll probably be raisins. I feel like raisins are so aggressive that like you could like not like somebody at work and just show up and throw raisins at them. And that would just be as unlawful as if you had just physically attacked them. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like the police would come and they'd be like, what happened here, ma'am? Well, I was sitting at my desk. I have what we'll call an uncomfortable relationship sometimes with Tanya at work. And then she came in my office
She had her hand behind her back, and then she called my name. And then I turned around, and next thing I know, I got hit with raisins. I want her arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Am I the only one in the group that doesn't like chocolate? Shkidra, what did you say? I don't understand those words that you said. I'm going to pretend you didn't say. Yeah, raisins and glitter bread.
Mm-hmm.
I insult you, you raisin. Listen, raisins are getting a real bad rap. In the right lighting. Okay, I don't even know what you people say. I don't like chocolate either. Okay. I'm about to hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Went to an outing with raisins and lasagna. I think the person left because it was getting angry. Somebody put raisins in lasagna? That's what I'm talking about. You could take something amazing, and the minute you put raisins in, if somebody showed up with raisin lasagna, I'd be like, you need to leave. You need to take this and you need to get out of my house right now before I call the cops. Disgusting. Mm-mm. You did all this. You made these noodles and then you laid them out and you put the layers in, da ba da ba da ba. The chocolate haters are abomination. We should talk about them behind their back or just in front of them. I only like raisins and hermit cookies. You're the second person to say hermit cookie. I don't even know what that is. Let me look it up. Hermit cookie. Hermit cookie. What? Old fashioned hermit cookies. They're real ugly. A reclusive recipe from America's archives. Okay, that doesn't even sound good. In July, 1888. Okay, what? In Springfield, Massachusetts, Anna Barrows listed the perfect larder for a picnic. What is a larder? Potted meats. Okay, I don't even understand this whole article. Potted meats. Potted meats, think pre-spram, refreshing acid jellies of juice and gelatin, one recipe for a cookie, quite as good as fruitcake. Although fruitcake's reputation has suffered in the interviews, the acid jellies are not in the current. We still note the hermit cookie, a spice cookie studded with fruit and nuts. No. 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 There's no other hermit was a cookie that traveled. Dozens of stories suggest that sailors coveted the cookies that would keep as they sailed clippers down the eastern seaboard. Okay, any cookie that lasts more than like, if you can sail the eastern seaboard, get rid of that cookie. No. Butter, sugar, egg, milk, flour. Fine. Raisins stoned and cut in small bags. How are you going to stone a raisin? What? My husband loves hermit cookies. We're New Englanders. I like whoopie pies better as far as what? What minced meat cookies? Cinnamon, clove, mace, and nutmeg. What's mace? M-A-C-E. Mace. How old is this? M-A-C-E. Never even heard of it. Nope. I don't like these. Just based on what I can... Nope. Lard is a key ingredient. I believe you. Okay. Yeah, the only thing a raisin should go in is an oatmeal cookie. I agree with you. I live in Springfield, Mass, and I've never heard of them. What's mace? Is mace meat? It's really weird. Sometimes it's so funny when is mace a spice? It's commonly found in spice blends and baked goods, as well as savory dishes like soup. The mace that is used as a defensive pepper spray has no relation to the spice. The nutmeg tree is a tropical evergreen that produces both nutmeg and mace. It's like nutmeg. Yeah, never even heard of it. Yeah, exactly. Never even heard of it. Yeah, no, and I can guarantee you I don't like those cookies. Although, what is it that we made a couple weeks ago? Hermits were my father's favorite. That's so funny. I've never even heard of it. Angela? What was I talking about? Toffee chips. You can just say toffee chips, Trina, and I'll be like, what? Did somebody say toffee chips? I use mace in my steak spice cookies. Yeah, don't carry it around in your purse. That's illegal. Can you imagine? You just, instead of having real mace, you just walk around with an allspice jar. You're like, you better get away. You better back it up. They'll be like, what is in your mace? In a floral scent? Nutmeg-ish? They're like, what did you call me? I said nutmeg-ish. Like, I don't know what you're saying. I will put this in your eyes or I will bake you a cookie if you don't back up right now. Molasses, ginger, cinnamon, cloves, raisin, allspice. Suspect smells of pumpkins. Ladies and gentlemen, where is an APB out for? What did I say, ladies and gentlemen? Anytime I cover my mouth, ladies and gentlemen, they don't do that on the police radar. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for, we got an APB out for a suspect that smells like pumpkin spice. Heath candy bars, a bag of chips, of toffee, oatmeal cookies. Trina, sounds good. Kezia is not wrong. Now, if you take a raisin, you cover it in chocolate, you put it in a box that says Raisinets. I'm in again. So, do you think the whole show we could just talk about food? I told the kids the other day that we talked about bears for 45 minutes and they were like, what? And I was like, that's the show. I mean, at some point, if we're going to do a show every day, at some point you'd have to cover bears. We hung up the other day and I was like, so I have to write like the little script for underneath the shows when people watch it on replay. And I was like, let me see what I talked about. And I scrubbed through the video and I was like, no, it's just 45 minutes of bears. What's the bears? Didn't really cover anything else. So, yeah, we could definitely talk about food for an hour. You like nutmeg, buddy? Because there's plenty more where that came from. But you can't use too much because McCormick spices are expensive. Jen, you are not wrong. You are not wrong. Yeah, bread pudding is not debatable, and it's a thumbs up. And anybody who doesn't like bread pudding should never speak to me because it's the greatest thing that's ever been made. And I don't know why we eat regular bread, if I'm being honest. Oh, gosh, I'm starving. You can smell the McCormick spices when you're near. You're not wrong. You're like, we are in the spice section right now. Yeah, you can only use dollar store spices for mace. Never had bread pudding. Probably won't ever. Carrie, weren't you on the trip? What? Okay, Austin would be like, that's just soggy bread. Austin, you've never had good bread pudding then. When we were on the trip, one of the trips, maybe Bourbon in the Big House, there was bread pudding and it was bourbon bread pudding and I didn't get any and I smelled everybody's plate. Yeah, I find any food that ends with the word pudding in it is yummy. Judy, I agree with you. My kids think I'm disgusting because I love tapioca pudding. Nicole, I'm telling you, did your grandmom used to make it? Because I only like it because my grandmom made tapioca pudding all the time. Even now when I eat it, I'm like, this is probably weird, but I do like it. But it was because my grandma made it. Yeah, the bourbon trip is the only time I've ever had bread pudding and I loved it. Yeah, you got, here's the thing. Is you got to have good bread pudding. See again. Because yeah, my grandma made tapioca. I'm telling you, that's like people that have never had rice pudding. And I was like, what are you talking about? Chris had never had rice pudding before. And so I made it for her and walked it over to her house and it was still warm. It was so good. She just kind of stared at me. I was like, you got to let an old Italian lady serve this to you and then you would like it. So good. Yeah. Carrie, I'm going to sit you down and hit you up with all the puddings. I'm like, here's bread pudding. Here's rice pudding. Here's chocolate pudding. It's not disgusting. Rice pudding is so good. Yes. No raisins in it. No, some people. No, Kezia, you would love it. You would love it. Yeah. I literally just had a molar extracted yesterday. I put a vanilla coconut ice cream and poured chocolate pudding on it. Voila! Breakfast is served. Yeah, it's going to be a tour of puddings. Never had rice pudding. Pacheco Sisters made me some home. Did they make you? I lost it. Maybe take some home from Myrtle Beach. And was it good? Has anybody had brown bread in a can? What does that mean? Brown bread in a can. B&M brown bread in a can. Not brown bread. Brown bread in a can. In New England. Oh, this, I love this stuff. Here we go. In New England, one of the most popular varieties of brown bread is made by B&M in Portland, Maine, and it's sold in a can. What? What? This looks disgusting. Canned bread might sound strange to the non-native Yankee. You think? To imagine buying bread in a can at the supermarket along the big beans. But if you've ever steamed a loaf yourself at home, okay, that should never have been a sentence. You know, it can take a while making brown bread in a can a handy alternative. No, no. This is what it looks like. That's bread. What? Brown B&M brown bread in a can. What? It's good with baked beans. I live in New England. It's really good. What are you guys talking about? Molasses bread in a can is so good. When did we start sticking bread in cans? No, you would love it, Sarah. You would love rice pudding. Please say brown bread 10 times as fast. Brown bread, 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 blah, blah, blah. It's not clear where B&M started selling the version of this classic bread. But like its Necco wafers and Moxie soda can, the canned bread has been around so long, it's hard to imagine a time it wasn't for sale. Oh, I can imagine a time when it wasn't for sale. The company started back in 1867. What? It was sold several times, starting in 1965. When eating canned bread, sell the bread in both original and with raisins. Oh my God, they gotta add raisins to it. What? Why would they do that? It's literally what we said was the worst thing you could do to something. Yeah, B&M. Mm-hmm, not good. Why? No. A handy can opener is necessary to remove the top and bottom lids And then with a gentle shake, the bread emerges ready for slicing. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, look at it. Look at it. What? No. Brown bread with raisins and cream cheese. What? You can also make a meal by serving canned bread topped with a generous ladle of baked beans. Hot dogs on a plate are also not uncommon. Hot dogs and baked beans with brown bread was a Saturday night tradition. I'm telling you something right now. I'm telling you, if I said to somebody for my birthday, I'd like steak and potatoes. And they were like, okay. And then they showed up instead of baked potatoes. They were like, I thought you'd like this. And then gave me brown bread with baked potatoes. I mean, with beans and hot dogs cut up. I'd be like, I feel like we got off course here. What did you ask me? Well, I asked you what you want for your birthday. And what I say? Well, you said steak and potatoes. And then what'd you make? I made brown bread with beans and hot dog. I can tell you straight up, I can tell you which one is the egg. I can tell you. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'm going to make this for Dean. I'm going to find it. I'm going to see. I'm going to see. I'm going to see. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I can't. I'm going to get it for Dean. It looks like dark rye and maybe molasses. Date nut bread. Mm-mm. No. I'm going to do it for Tipsy Tuesday next week. I'm going to invite Dina back. Dina needs something special. Mm-mm. Bread in the can. So we learned about hermit bread, bread in the can. No. Mm-mm. I can't believe that we just talked food the entire hour. It's a molasses bread. Now I'm not really that hungry anymore. Yeah, we started off with cake. I was like, I want cake. And somehow looped around to bread in a can. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's why I can't try it, Anita, because it's not gluten-free. That's the reason that I won't be eating bread in a can. Hard to find in New Jersey. Well, I'm going to find it, Ann. I'm going to find it. No, you're lying. You guys are saying a lot of dirty things in the chat, and I don't think that it's right. A can of spotted, that can't be a thing. I'm going to Google it. You're lying. Okay. Everybody keeps saying in here, Dina, look up a can of spotted Richards. And apparently it says how to make spotted Richards. Richard. Singler. How to make spotted Richard. It's a traditional British pudding. It's real. That's not it. What? Who? What? Does it have carrots in it? Let's look. What? Guess what we're making on the next voila. It's a dessert. Diana. Diana. I feel like we might have to make an adjustment too. It is English pudding. In the UK, there are two types of pudding. You might be familiar with savory, like black pudding sausage and batter-based Yorkshire puddings made from meat drippings. But pudding also refers to a number of desserts that are steamed or baked. As for the unusual name of this dessert, spotted refers to the dark currant suspended in the light cake, and the Richard comes from puddock or puddog, Old English versions of the word pudding. Oh, that's how you try to, okay. This pudding is sometimes called the spotted dog because the traditional name tends to raise some eyebrows and prompt crude jokes. Well, this whole show is a crude joke. And they call it a spotted Richard. That's what I said. All right. Well, stay tuned. We gonna be making some spotted Richards. Wow. Mm-hmm. Dina should look up balut. What's balut? If you send me on a wild goose chase, no. Okay, no. Nope. I can't even look at it. No, you guys are trying to gross me out. Okay. Oh, remember when Diana was like, that was the video. She's like, I'm talking to people on my watch. You know who used to have a watch like this? Dick Tracy. I'm just like Dick. Remember that? It's called foreshadowing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Toad in the hole. Okay, I can't. I don't even know. I think you guys are just making words up. You're like, let me make Dina put this in her Google search. I'm telling you, toad in the hole. Sausages, egg, milk, flour. I'm telling you. You guys are just gonna come up and be like, yep. Did you ever make boinkers before? Be like, boinkers? Yeah, you've never had a boinker before. Dina, boinkers are so great around the holidays. I'm like, oh, I know. Oh, you guys, my grandma used to boink all day long. So good. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, if there is ever a murder anywhere near my house, they're like, we have zero suspects, but we have been looking at the Google history of one drunk lady in South Jersey who we have put at the top of our list for nefarious reasons. And we are positive that she's up to something. That is a felony. Stop it! There's literally nothing out there. Mm-hmm. Please, somebody, during your holiday parties coming up, because it's going to be a lot of stuff, just like after like a great meal, just out of the, say, are we having any, do you have any boinkers for dessert? And they'll be like, what? Boinkers? You guys don't serve them? Oh, it's like, you know how like in the Italian tradition, they have like cannolis. Boinkers are Polish. Boinkers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, they're hard to make. So a lot of people, I mean, they're quick, but yeah. So, you know, not everybody's doing it. But just ask it. Polish. Remember, it's Polish. The bathroom project is on hold until October 12th. I found somebody that's going to come and do the reglazing of the bathroom. So now we wait. But I have to unpack the vanity and like look at it, check it out. I might stick it in the bathroom. It's not connected to anything. It's just too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. It's a lot of fun. All right, you guys, we should all go do something today. Anita, thank you for putting some thought into it. But it's the weekend. It's Friday. I hope you eat cake. I hope, Tina, I just got on. What's a boinker? Teresa, it's a Polish dessert. Okay. Google it. Put in Polish boinker. I couldn't even say it with a straight face. Listen, I can't even say what it's doing. I'm sorry. Oh God, that was funny. I can't. I don't want her putting that in her Google search. Oh, could you imagine? I got on late today, and Tina said to put in to my Google search Polish boink. I can't even imagine what would come up. Let me look. I took a shower. I feel like I missed a lot. Yep. Do not put that in your. I will, because why not? I mean, if one of us is going to jail, then it should be me. Not even sure how to spell it. No. Oh no, it said, do you mean Polish bunker? It's like, nope, do it again. Oh, yep, nope, that's exactly what I thought. Yeah, okay. So don't Google that. That is, All right. Listen, I'm gonna go, because, yeah. These will all be served at Dine with Dina in Palm Springs. Yes, obviously. All right, everybody, get it together. Okay. Have a great weekend. Do something fun. Like Judy says, do something nice for yourself or for others today. I hope you have a great weekend and a blessed weekend. I look forward to catching up with everybody on Monday, and that's it. I'll see you soon. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, alright, Morse code is tapping.
And check out OneFunnyMotherStore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg!
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.